Hi, everyone, and welcome to ION Markets Quick Takes. I'm Ali Curry, and every week, along with our guests, Amir Khwaja and Chris Barnes, we take a quick dive into the headlines on the Clara's blog. Let's get started. Hi, Amir. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Ali.
It's great to have you here. Welcome back to Quick Takes.
Thank you.
Amir, let's start with you. What are your quick takes for this week? Which headline from the Clara's FT blog would you like to discuss?
It's called Term SOFA and BSBY Volumes October 2023.
Okay, sounds good. Let's get started.
So I think when LIBOR transition was announced, there were two concerns with LIBOR. First, it wasn't it with SOFA, the replacement RFR rate. SOFA is not a term rate. It's an overnight index rate, and it's not forward-looking in terms of tenor, and it didn't include credit risk of the banking sector. So a few vendors, I think mainly Bloomberg and ICE launched, so Bloomberg launched BSBY. BSBY, bank short-term bill rate. That was seen as an alternative to LIBOR in terms of the transition away because it had a credit spread for the banking sector and it's a term rate forward-looking. A lot of effort went into BSBY. The clearinghouses launched contracts and you could clear BSBY. CME launched futures. But I think finally we're seeing some small volumes, but they're now heading down to zero. And Bloomberg have announced that BSBY will end shortly, right? So really the market has voted to migrate from LIBOR to SOFA, which was the official Federal Reserve of New York backed replacement rate for LIBOR. So I've been tracking volumes in BSBY, and I think so then that looks like it's coming to an end. And then the other rate is term SOFA. So because SOFA is a daily averaging rate, there was a concern that the market needed a forward-looking term rate, like term SOFA. And really, there are two variants. There's CME publish a forward-looking term SOFA, and the Federal Reserve of New York publish an average backward-looking rate, right? So there's some volume in those, right? So there's about 1,000 trades a month in swaps in term SOFA, a bit less in average SOFA. So each quarter, I track how these alternative rates are doing compared to the normal overnight index SOFA. And that's what the blog looks at, right? So I'd say of all the products, it seems in cap floors, there's more of an uptake of term and average rate SOFA than swaps, right? The volumes are almost comparable or trade counts are comparable between SOFA on caps and term SOFA. But on overnight index swaps, you know, there's tiny volume in term and average SOFA compared to SOFA. So that's what the blog looks at, right?
Amir, it looks only at swaps, right?
Predominantly, yes.
I should say it looks only at OTC derivatives.
Correct.
In that case. So do we know if loans are still being originated at the same pace versus term SOFA and BSBY?
Good point. Yeah. So there is a website where, I think the ARC does publish the Federal New York Committee. Not checked in a while how that's doing.
Okay.
There's the OTC derivative market, the loan market, the futures market, right? So I'm not sure what's happening in the FRN type floating market for.
Okay. And do you think it's notable that the volumes in swaps have decreased after dollar LIBOR cessation? I mean, it looked at one point at the beginning of this year that term SOFA was going to be a meaningful product, right? And I know I spoke to some of the brokers and they were keen to start broking the basis between term SOFA and SOFA.
Yes, good point. Yeah, no, I think it has fallen off, yes. And even the basis trade between term SOFA and SOFA has dropped quite significantly since the summer, since the conversion at CME LCH of swap portfolios, right? So it's not obvious to me where term SOFA is heading in swaps markets, right? It does seem to be ticking down quite substantially from a upward tick.
Fair enough. I guess the outlook for BSBY is clearer in that it's pretty much, it's guaranteed to cease now, I guess. Have you had a chance to look at what it will fall back to? I guess it'll fall back to SOFA plus a spread of some sort.
Good question, Chris. Yeah. So I guess, you know, so there are clearly swaps out there that are going to be 3-year, 5-year, and there'll be an ending. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah, what other choice is there? It has to be SOFA plus a spread.
I guess the benchmark administrator will have to put out a consultation. The whole point that these swaps were written is that mainly by end users that can't deal with compounding and paying with a couple of days' notice. How are the constituents that have actually used the swaps going to agree to fall back to SOFA, which is then just a compounded rate? It seems a pretty gnarly question to try and answer for the benchmark administrators.
Good point. Well, maybe it'll be CME term SOFA fallback. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. So there has been a consultation announced. I've not followed up with the results, but worth checking. I'm sure Bloomberg will get feedback on the fallback, right, in the consultation. Or I guess they may have to keep it. Mind you, can't keep publishing 5 years, right? So obviously, if there's 5-year swaps out there, they must seize well before the last swap. auctions. Yeah, I don't know, maybe there'll be auctions to close them out.
I guess virtually all of the BSBY outstanding volume is CCP cleared, because I don't think we saw any volumes in BSBY swaps until it was clearable at CME and LCH.
Correct. And it's pretty low. It's pretty small volume, even in CCP cleared, right?
So as you say, it could be a conversion exercise that's run by the CCPs.
And I think, you know, our interest is, you know, we've gone from a world where there were lots of LIBOR tenor bases, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, LIBOR Fed funds, etc. I guess Prime still exists, and, you know, the other rates, BMA. You know, all the LIBOR trading has converged onto SOFA over index swaps, and the market has handled that well. Some of these alternatives have some niche uses, right? BSBY seems is not going to be, you know, successful in OTC derivatives. ICE Bank Yield, right? I think it's still out there, right? It didn't really happen in swaps or futures. Average SOFA and you know, and term SOFA are now have some niches, right?
Yeah,
and that's what we follow, Elliot. Yeah,
I guess the regulatory community had put their weight behind SOFA and compounded SOFA anyway. Do we have any kind of indication whether the regulators are happy by this outcome, or purely a market-driven move?
I think it's market-driven. I mean, clearly the issue with BSBY was that the official sector, I think, did put out something out saying it didn't have enough transactions back that reference index, right? And the whole point is SOFA has significant transactions that back that rate daily. So it's a benchmark that is transparent with real trades that make up that price, right? Whereas some of the alternatives have struggled with enough transactions.
Makes sense, man. Thanks.
Back to you, Ali. Let's blog.
Well, great. Thank you, Amir. And please share with us again the title of your blog post.
Yes, sure. Term SOFA and BSBY volumes, October 2023.
Perfect. That works. Chris, Amir, thank you both for sharing your quick takes. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you, Ali.
Thanks, Ali.
And that's our episode for today. You can read more about these topics on the Claris blog, and you can follow Ion Markets on X, formerly Twitter, and on LinkedIn. Until next week, thank you for joining us.